diplomacy by tweet. Donald Trump has announced on Twitter he will ban transgender people from the military across the board. The president says it's because of what he's calling the tremendous medical costs and disruption that transgender people cause. Well, Harper Jean Tobin is the director of policy for the National Center for Transgender Equality in the States. Hello to you, Harper Jean.
Hello.
How many people will this affect?
Well, we estimate there's around 15,000 military service members in the U.S. who, together with their families, are probably wondering what's going to happen to their military careers right now.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Transgender people who are serving now, what becomes of them and their careers? Has there been any direction at all from the administration on this?
The president seems to have decided to get on Twitter this morning and give them all a pink slip without seemingly talking to his Secretary of Defense, who was away on vacation. So, people are wondering now, are they going to be pulled back from their deployment? Are they going to be kept from their upcoming deployment? Nobody knows what's going to happen because this wasn't apparently thought through.
The Pentagon lifted the ban. It was a huge watershed moment under the Obama administration. Now it's been overturned. Why has President Trump chosen to do this? What is the reason that he's giving for it?
Well, he's giving the reasons that frankly aren't backed up by any fact, logic, science, or sense, or any connection to our military readiness. You know, the policy of open service for transgender service members has been a success without any issue. Of course, transgender people have been serving forever and have been serving openly for a year. It's going fine. The Pentagon, I think most people at the Pentagon were as surprised as the rest of us about this announcement, because there's really just no reason to kick these people out who are trained and qualified serving their country.
One of the arguments President Trump does give is that transgender people are demanding on the military medical system. And is by that, does he mean that in order to go through the physical transformation, as some transgender people will do on the military, is that what he's talking about? Those procedures are too expensive?
Well, that's what he said, but that seems not to be borne out by any fact. You know, we're talking about healthcare that's prescribed by military doctors, and the experience of the military here and in countries around the world is that it's no more disruptive than you know, other routine medical care that many service members need, and it's not costing taxpayers any more than security for a couple of weekends in Mar-a-Lago for the president.
Republican voters, that said, I would suspect they would support this. What is the public opinion, what are commentators saying about this in the States?
Well, we're seeing pretty ferocious pushback from leading members of Congress who work on armed forces in the Republican and the Democratic Party. You know, Chairman McCain, who is the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has come out quite strongly against this move, saying that no transgender service members who are qualified and serving should be allowed to keep their job.
What can you do then, or what will you do in response to what President Trump has announced?
Well, everyone's figuring out what to do, but we are urging transgender people and their families, their loved ones, their communities across the country to let the White House and our members of Congress know that this is the wrong decision. It's not really a sustainable or a sensible decision, and it's one that's sure to be challenged in court. So, you know, we are hearing from families who are lighting up the phones at Congress and the White House right now.
Harper Jean Tobin, rather, the Director of Policy for the National Center for Transgender Equality. Thank you. It's 5:25.